and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. This is the Bob Tuscan Show. And I'm your host. My name is Freighter X. There's a bunch of people on the line. I've got Mater X here. I've got Six Stringer from Mass. I've got Zach in Colorado before we bring Zach back in to finish his thoughts. Everybody's freaking out, and that's in keeping with the Bob Tuscan Show. We like to rattle cages. I know that Bob is consistently out there comforting the afflicted and afflicting the comfortable. That's what we do. That's how we roll. So we're really freaking people out by, taking aim at some sacred cows in our pop culture. But let me just read a little bit out of a new article that just came up by John Rappaport, Mass Mind Control article. You can find a link on our Facebook page, Freighter X. First name, Mater X, second name. It's the Middle Chamber is also a Facebook page of mine. Go over there and you'll find a link to this article by John Rappaport, which says that basically it focuses on the two elements of mass mind control. Image and feeling. Okay? Emotion. Image, emotion cues. They aid projecting emotions into the image. So when people encounter an image, especially one they have invested with importance, whether it be sound or just a visual image, the idea of something or someone, if you've invested feeling into it, then that gives it more importance. And even if the idea or image is an error, it's, or the thoughts are an error, we take aboard or accept those thoughts when we invest feeling into them. It's hard to let it go. It's hard to imagine is this possible. For example, the Rolling Stones, we mentioned them earlier, they were living around Laurel Canyon too. Now, everybody knows that just a few weeks after Woodstock, the Rolling Stones put on a concert in Altamont Raceway out in the desert in California, I believe, that was made into a movie called Gimme Shelter. And the infamy of this whole event was that at least one person, some claim four people were killed in the concert, but at least one man, a black man, was stabbed to death in front of the stage, and the legend is that it was during the song Sympathy for the Devil, and that it was filmed, and they actually edited it out of sequence, because according to what I've learned in my research, this murder occurred within the first 15 minutes of the Stones' set, and they never stopped playing, and they kept playing for their whole set. And this man was stabbed to death in front of the stage during Sympathy for the Devil. Why is it so, what's weird about, that's weird and remarkable in and of itself. But guess who one of the cameramen were that were holding the camera? I think it was a Martin Scorsese film. One of the early cameramen on that crew was none other than George Lucas, everyone. So that's pretty remarkable.
Really?
Yeah, in 1969.
Wow.
He's holding the camera filming the Live at the Altamont show.
Interesting that you bring that up, because believe it or not, there's a gentleman that comes in and purchases things from my work. Who he did sound for that show. And
wow,
after that show, he really had to make a decision. He would find this very interesting, because he put it to me in a very matter-of-fact way and looked me in my eyes, the whole thing. He said it just wasn't right. You know, and the Hell's Angels were the ones doing the security. So, you know, it was this, you know, just a pressure cooker of different stuff, and it's no wonder that something like that happened, you know.
Yeah, and this is what
then,
we're
then
with.
You've got that image, and it's, you know, hell and brimstone and rock and roll and sex and drugs and violence and the whole thing. When it comes down to it, it sells really well.
Sure. Well, now let's go back to that Changing Images of Man report for a minute. That year 73, you know, that's the baby boomer generation coming into of age. My parents were baby boomers. They graduated in 1970, so they were on the other side of the cusp of it, right? But still.
Sure.
The baby boomers come to age, right? And they're saying, whoa, we got this giant voter block of the biggest generation to come out of America ever since its inception. You know, so they're like, we got to do something. These kids are waking up. We've already killed their president right in front of them. And then we killed the assassin right in front of them, you know, as far as they know.
Sure.
You know, so we, you know, we're playing with fire here. And these guys, if they wake up, what are they going to do? They're going to not. They can just strictly outvote us right out of power if they let them exercise any democracy. And then what about the monkey wrenching going on? We can't have this. So what do? They pump up this whole, you know, LSD was created by Sandoz Corporation, everybody, out of Switzerland. That was funded by the CIA. Clearly,
sure.
We've heard from John Irvin that R. Gordon Wasson, the inventor or the so-called discoverer of the magic mushroom, was on the CIA, at least an asset. If not directly on the payroll, he was definitely connected. Definitely connected to Dulles, the Century Club, the Macy Foundation. There's all these connections to him. You can find those out at GnosticMedia.com. There's a brain program software there that lays out a three-dimensional map, a grid of all, it's like a tree, an intricate neuropathway tree of all these interconnections. And he, of course, he holds no punches there. He's attacking even Aldous Huxley, Terence McKenna, Timothy Leary. He calls them all spooks, you know, considers them all involved. Aldous Huxley is a unique character, too. Go ahead, Zach.
And I think on that, I can say it's people are wrong if they assume that they can just have this drug-induced epiphany and it changes their, you know, their accordance with nature or something. The you know, the consciousness, you might have a door opened there, and that's invaluable, but it doesn't lie within that itself. And that's, I think, you know, people in the counterculture, they often latch on to this idea that, you know, everything's great and, you know, we create our own little bubble and the world doesn't exist outside of it and we can just do as many drugs as we want and that's okay. And that, you know, you just gotta, you know, Mark Passio will touch on this idea, but, you know, you can't be a solipsist and expect there not to be serious consequences.
Yes. You know, the chickens will eventually come home to roost. So to speak. Speaking of Mark Passio, you know, he definitely pushes he's the one that actually got me to take a look at a book called None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen. I actually gave away a copy of that at my presentation in Austin, Texas, in honor of Mark Passio. I asked a trivia question or whatever, but, you know, he also talks about Anthony Sutton. Anthony Sutton has written some amazing material talking about all this, you know, the works of Anthony Sutton are those to look into. He talks about in classical liberalism, the state is always subordinate to the individual. Think about that, people. Classical liberal education, the trivium and quadrivium combined, the state is subordinate to the individual. In the Hegelian statism, the individual exists only to serve the state. The progress in the Hegelian state is through contrived conflict. The clash of opposites makes for progress. If you can control the opposites, then you dominate the nature of the outcome. So in our everyday world of awakened consciousness, you know, that's what we're dealing with, is a system that's been set up to dominate through controlled oppositions.
Yes.
And dominate on a subliminal level.
If I may, that goes back to my original point. You've got these two images. You know, in the 60s, you didn't have everybody that was just getting behind you know, the kind of new age culture that was springing up. You had a lot of people that, you know, thought it might be nice, but they're still working and they're still, you know, having their 2.5 kids and want their house and their car and all that. But they might have gotten into the Beach Boys a little bit. You maybe tried LSD once. They weren't going off, you know, quitting their job and joining a hippie commune. But on the other end of the spectrum, you've got Charles Manson.
And who was connected to the Beach Boys, as a matter of fact.
Well, I was about to go there. He wrote the, Charles Manson worked with them. But here you have.
He didn't just work with them, ladies and gentlemen. He actually, Charles Manson was brought into the studio to record pilots.
The Bob Justin Show.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on Medical Tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Zach, I really want to thank you for coming on. I got other callers in the queue, so I want to move on to them, but I just wanted to thank you for calling in. We actually were back and forth on Facebook earlier. Please continue listening, and if you want to call back in, make another point, I'd really appreciate it. I wanted to give you an opportunity to say one last thing if you wanted to.
Well, just you've got such a wealth of knowledge, and I appreciate everything you're doing, and Bob's got some great things to say, so I'm sure he really appreciates you keeping his seat warm. But great talking to you, and a great show.
Well, thanks very much, Zach. We look forward to hearing from you again. And most people are really highly reluctant to admit that they're being conned or that they have shown any kind of poor judgment. It really takes a person with strong character, indeed, to face the facts and admit if they're wrong about something or if they've been misinformed or if they've been lied to or whatever. I mean, Mark Twain said something along the lines of, it's easier to fool a man than to convince him he's being fooled. So you take that for what you will. But let's move on to the next caller. And also, of course, anybody else who's still with us, Six Stringer or Mater X, want to chime in, please feel free. Okay, we're going to take our next caller, which is Vicky. And Vicky is, I believe, in, she'll tell us where she's calling from, but Vicky's from Idaho. Vicky, please, welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. Chime in on what you think about all this.
Well, I absolutely believe that, the whole drug culture was created. I graduated in 1969, and in the small town that I was in, I was there, when the drugs were brought into my town and when the distribution network was set up. So I know, but what I wanted to ask you is, do you think that perhaps the reason, the method to the madness of what they did was, number one, as a cutting operation to reduce the population of baby boomers that were about to enter into the job market, and number two, the reason possibly might be that they were beginning deindustrialization of our country, and beginning in the 1960s, that was the time when they started importing from Japan, and I remember, one of the first things that I got from Japan was a little transistor radio, and probably about 1962 or 3, somewhere around there. But given the way that what they have done with our economy, which is to change our economy over from an exporting economy to an importing economy, the 1960s was the beginning of that and the beginning of deindustrialization. And I kind of think that the manufactured drug culture and all of that was to begin to break down the culture and separate the, start reducing the number of baby boomers. So what do you think about that?
That's a great point. I think you're right on to something. I think that would be a perfectly acceptable consequence for them, when they're weighing these outcomes. I mean, the people that would die if they were consumed by the counterculture, that's just less for them to worry about. Exactly.
Yeah.
And like you said, what about war? I mean, war keeps a whole big demographic of our population out of the loop, out of the job market, I mean, if the war's all ended right now and we came home from the 160 out of 190 or whatever countries we've got soldiers in, boy, there'd be a huge problem in the job market, because there's a lot of people out there working for the government outside of America.
Well, and it's not just the soldiers, it's
sure.
not just the government employees, but it's all of these NGOs. And all of the foundations that do grant funding to all of these NGOs, they're really basically funded by the government, too. It's just an indirect route.
Absolutely. That's a really good point, Vicky. You mentioned being in your small town and watching it sort of all get set up and all of it unfold before your eyes. I came from a very small town too, and I'll tell you, I graduated from high school in 1988. Okay, so even then, so that's almost 20 years later, and the number of casualties among my classmates to this day, people who have destroyed themselves on drugs and alcohol, and who were very much embraced the counterculture lifestyle, and I watched my own people in my own family, even myself, I would have to say I had to fight the tendency to go down that live fast, die young, leave a good looking corpse avenue that so many of the people that I thought were cool in pop culture had done. So it was almost like resisting the urge. I remember that movie that came out a few years ago. It was a book first called Into the Wild, which talked about the Chris McCandless story, this kid that basically graduated from like Yale or something and cashed in like a $26,000 savings bond, gave it to Oxfam, which is a charity for relief for hunger, and then hitchhiked up into the Alaskan wilderness and starved to death because he ate the wrong berries. But there's a long story to that. But he was from my generation, and he was a drifter like me, and he was into the whole kind of like that whole sort of underground drifting culture that is in America. It was at least when I was a kid. I think it still exists too. I see these kids still lurking around on the corners and stuff. But there's these road kids, the runaways, and people who are on the outskirts, so sort of outcasts, and they kind of form these little underground societies, if you will, and camps and things like that. But he was embracing that notion that led him to think he wanted to get like that Thoreau type deliberate lifestyle away from the modern trappings of the world. And I could totally relate to that. I had that same idea. And yet I'm glad I didn't starve in the wilderness, you know?
Yeah, I considered my theme song Born to be Wild. And I was.
Steppenwolf.
And I was kind of...
They were born on the lead singer, John Kay, was born on a Nazi base.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. He was European. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well,
okay, well, listen, Vicky, hold on. I believe we're going to be going to another break here. Maybe not. I thought we had a break coming in, but Steppenwolf. How about that? Born to be Wild. It's remarkable. Those two songs, Magic Carpet Ride and Born to be Wild, are still being played daily. 60 years later, Vicky, they're still playing those songs daily, over and over again. What's up with that, right?
Yeah. Well, but the other thing I wanted to say was that you can see the reversal of culture with all of these young people with their tattoos and their piercing and their return to tribalism. I mean, they're all part of a tribe, which is a reversal of our culture, civilized culture.
Well, our friend Jan Irvin would say that's part of the whole archaic revival or the primitive revival, the nativistic revival. Tribalism is part of the package, part
exactly.
of the conditioning of the intelligence.
Yes, exactly. And it's all for a purpose. And I'm working on that purpose. I'm working on trying to understand.
Could I chime in?
Sure. Mater X, please come in and speak with us.
Hi, Vicky. I wanted to kind of comment on what you were saying about how the 60s drug culture kind of related to the economic culture of the 70s. And I kind of see the whole drug culture, rave culture of, the late 90s and up to now with the electronic music kind of doing the same thing in the, with the recession that came on in the last couple presidencies and everything like that too.
Well, yeah, I agree with you, but I think...
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. And shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
Send into outer space to find another race. I don't know, maybe. Oh boy, I'll tell you, this is just a mind-blowing topic, and I guess I have to work through this until I can find some sort of satisfactory conclusion. I'm not going to stop looking at it. Like I said, our podcast, The Middle Chamber, which is Saturday nights at 9 p.m., does not compete at all with the Bob Tuscan Show, as a matter of fact. So we'll be in 2 weeks, we'll be talking with Jan Ervin and Joseph Atwill, who are the authors of Manufacturing the Deadhead, an article that was published, on many places online, but also at GnosticMedia.com, which basically asks, begs the question, was the counterculture created by the CIA? Was Jim Morrison selected? And if so, by whom? This is the big question. Were these bands and these, and there's other people involved. There's actors too, everybody. Dennis Hopper, Bruce Dern, father of Laura Dern, even Jack Nicholson, they say, has no identity, it turns out. No birth certificate, no real origin, family of origin at all, and he has no desire when asked to find out who his family were. But there are some strange things going on with these folks and their connections. The Fondas, Peter Fonda and Jane Fonda, Hanoi Jane. Turns out they're actually Rothschilds, everyone. That's right. And you all know that word, though. You know that name. The Red Shield family. Turns out Jane Fonda, Peter Fonda, they are related. They are actually Rothschilds. And David Crosby. David Crosby is a Van Cord family, V-A-N-C-O-R-D-T, a Dutch family from New York. Anyone from the New York State area knows that the Van Rensselaers and the Van Corts and these other Van, the V-A-N, you know, beginning on the name, these are the very old Dutch money came to America back in the 17th century, most of these people. And turns out David Crosby, he's one of them. You know, he's connected to them. We talked about, boy, it just goes on and on. So we're going to, Vicky, are you still with us? Okay, Vicky's gone, I guess. But I just wanted to thank Vicky for calling in and just let everybody know that we basically have another hour and a half to this show, and I'd like to hear from more people. 1-800-313-9443. And if you have any information, if you want to argue this, you know, there's contrary opinions out there, especially when we talk about, you know, suspecting things of Aldous Huxley and also Timothy Leary and Alan Watts and so many other sacred cows of the mind trust, the brain trust that makes up the counterculture movement. So I ask you, is Aldous Huxley on the level? Was he working for the government, according to Jan Ervin and many others? Yes, that he was connected to the Century Club, that he was connected to the Macy Foundation, that he was connected with Alan Dulles and other, John Dulles, the members of the early CIA hierarchy. And he was also connected to this Tavistock Institute in England, which was basically the SRI or RAND Corporation, English style. And then, of course, he was a Huxley, or famous eugenicists. So, you know, and I'll tell you, I've read a lot of books by Aldous Huxley. I enjoy his writing. Also, Michael Horowitz, father of Winona Ryder. You know, these people, that's just one. I mean, they go on and on and on. But I was going to say, I've read a lot of Huxley. And The Brave New World and The Island. Let's talk about those two, for example. The Island was his last book. And don't forget, Aldous Huxley died the same day as JFK. And he was injected with LSD right before he died. That was his wish, okay? So, but his books, The Brave New World book and Island, totally different books, totally different takes on the possible, you know, progressive outcomes of human society. But they both give the same bottom line conclusion to you, which is, it's inevitable, everybody. In Brave New World, you have basically the classic Vedantic caste society being reconfigured, modified with a modern backdrop, with all the social engineering and eugenicists a Huxley could muster, right? And then with Island, you have this island culture somewhere in like Indonesia area or, you know, South Pacific or whatever, where they're basically living in also a Hindu sort of Hindu modification, right? But it's based on this idea of moksha and soma. Their soma is this moksha that they take in Brave New World. It's soma, right? It's a substance they take in order to make everything okay with what they have to do, how they have to live. But in Island, it's this other substance, and they have this really, you know, it's very much like very reminiscent of a hippie commune, kind of, is what you get the impression, right? And in the end, though, in the end, progress still kicks the door in. The jeeps come rolling in, the gunshots are heard, and the tyrant takes control. The thugs end up taking over. And that's, you know, the inevitable that Huxley left us with. So you got to ask yourself, was he on the level? That's a Masonic saying, as a matter of fact. Or was he, you know, was he spiking the punch? As the case may be. So if there's anybody out there that wants to call in, and you know, I've got Jan Ervin's on the Skype chat. I know he's got things he has to do. Oh, look, we've got somebody else in the caller, but he's been adding to the talk as we're going on, we really thank him for bringing up the other points that we need to make. He actually interviewed General Stubblebine. This interview, I mean, he flat out asks him straight up, was Huxley in on it or what? And the guy says, yep. And then, you know, he wants him to elaborate. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? And the guy just says, I better not. And it's like one of those moments where you're like, oh, come on, you're already off the reservation. You've already gone through, you know, come on, keep going. But he said, I've already made too many people uptight. So that means they're listening, right, Jan? But anyways. All right. So we have a caller in the call queue. We want to bring them on and give them a chance to say what they want to say about this. We have Curtis in Florida live on the Bob Tuscan Show with Freighter X and all the listeners. Go ahead, Curtis. What do you got for us?
As far as dealing with drugs, I would say that instead of democracy or republic or any type of government we now have, I propose Kaffirtocracy. We have drugland and no drugland, smokeland, no smokeland. Bifurcate everything so everyone gets everything they want, but then you have to live with people and the results of being on LSD or so. That's what you get with Kaffirtocracy. You load your plate with the laws you want, and then you go to that community that's been set up for you to be a druggie. And there you can tune out, turn off, whatever you want to do. That's as far as drugs. But on another note, about whether JFK and the Rolling Stones and the Beatles, this reminds me of elementary school people arguing who was stronger, Batman or Spider-Man. The most pressing issue is saving the white race from extinction. All else is really a luxury and a triviality from saving our race from being totally extincted off the face of the earth. And you can disqualify my comments. I'll listen to you off the air.
Okay, Curtis. Well, I'm not trying to disqualify anybody. I'm really interested in what people think. That's your opinion. I'm not really too worried about that. Personally, that's just me. But I have other worries, obviously. And you know, when you mention the idea of can Batman beat up Spider-Man or Superman beat up Spider-Man or whatever, that is a really good point. And I think that if we were just thinking in hypotheticals, remember why those were arguments on the playground, though, because that's what occupied the mind of the children that were there. They had these icons, these heroes that they worshipped, that they really had in their sights as the ideal, you know, and that's what we're talking about when we mentioned the mind control article from John Rappaport, Mass Mind Control, basically talks about how when we invest emotions, you know, memories are created by emotion is a pathway. It's a pathogen that stores memories in our mind. When something happens, we want to recall an event that occurred. There's always an emotion attached to it. Emotion plays such a huge part in consciousness. It's woven into how we form our thoughts and ideas. So if you have established in you, reinforced over time, these powerful emotions tied in with these people, images, icons, and ideals, I mean, that's some potent stuff. You're getting in. If you had people that were designing the ideals or the values, as we'd heard about these new values that they were concerned with in this Changing Images of Man report that was given to the SRI Institute, the SRI International, they were concerned about the new values that they found were inevitable. They were occurring whether they liked it or not. So what I got out of reading that report is that this is happening whether we like it or not, people. The question is, what are we going to do about it? How are we going to adjust the sails of control that we have? How are we going to adjust those sails to meet this new wind, this new values? And what they chose was something I have seen perennially used over and over again. And that's why Joseph Atwill is a part. Okay, when we come back from the break, we'll continue with that thought.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. This is the Bob Tuskin Show, and I'm Freighter X, sitting in for Bob, giving him a break. He works hard, 3 hours a night, every night, Monday through Friday, right here on RBN Network. Wow, that's a big show, guys. This is not something that's easy to do. I can't imagine having to come up with 3 hours of content every single night, 5 nights a week. That's huge, Bob. I commend you, my friend. And, you know, please, bear with me and excuse me if I seem frazzled. I usually feel and I guess appear a lot more polished when I'm dealing with subjects that I really have taken a lot more time to take on board, you know, to unpack and look at. This is all new stuff to me. Only in the last couple years with the Wrecking Crew book that I read a couple years ago, and then with Jan Ervin's work with the Secret History of the Magic Mushroom, and then his article with Joseph Atwill, which is Manufacturing the Deadhead, and now his Psychedelic Intelligence video, which just came out last week. All those things can be found over at GnosticMedia.com. These things are really waking me up, or at least rattling my cage right alongside you. And right before I went to the break, I wanted to mention the reason why Joseph Atwill is the co-writer in Manufacturing the Deadhead. Not only because he, too, was blown away by Jan's research and the conclusions he reached, but he has his own material, having written the book Caesar's Messiah. Caesar's Messiah, How the Romans Invented Jesus. Woo! Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? According to Joseph Atwill's work, the Romans, the Flavian family especially, invented Jesus Christ. That this was merely a tool, wait for it, another counterculture created, yes, as a tool for social control. Christianity was the counterculture of its day. Same with Judaism. You know, the sectarian movement of the first and second century in Jerusalem, in the whole Levant area, what was called Palestine by the Romans, you know, that was, in fact, the counterculture of the empire. So, go figure, when you think about it, at the fall of Jerusalem and the fall of the temple, when the smoke and dust and rubble all cleared, you had a few state religions that now existed. One was rabbinical Judaism, as we understand it, which centered on the synagogue, because no longer could they focus on the temple, which was the abode of the Lord before the destruction of the temple. But now that was gone. The menorahs were carried away. The Ark of the Covenant was disappeared. Everything was destroyed. So no longer could the Jews focus on the temple as their focal point for their religion. That's why the synagogues were created as places to have commentary, where the rabbis could get together and argue about the Torah, and argue about the commentaries, and argue about the mitzvahs, and all the other things that they argue about. Just like priests and other, you know, gurus all argue. They all argue, and they divide up into little groups and subgroups and sects and all these places that keep everything constantly shuffling, you know, shuffling the deck chairs around on the Titanic as they go. But the other thing that when the smoke cleared that it had come out of it all was what we could call, I would call today, Paulanity. Not really Christianity, because the words of Christ, which I don't even know if they really existed now, having read the material that Joseph Atwill has put out in that book, Caesar's Messiah. But even if we wanted to just for a moment say that he did for the sake of a hypothetical here. So if the words of Jesus, if you want to call them the words in red in the New Testament or for whatever, the Gospels, right? That teaching that's laid out there, that Abrahamic interpretation of the Abrahamic religion that's laid out there, is such a far cry from the epistles of Paul, which make up the other half of the New Testament that's not, well, you know, there's other books that are attributed to apostles, quote unquote. Paul being one that was never even met Jesus per se, and yet he is the one that all the Christians I know quote Paul when they talk to me about Christ, about Christianity. And so it's remarkable to me because his version of Christianity stands in such stark contrast to the sectarian, you know, zealot movements of the first and second century Judaism. And so it is Mr. Atwill's contention, and I would tend to agree with him, that these religions were manufactured. And he really gets into it with the typography theory that is just a fascinating study of a technique of literature that he believes was employed by the Flavians, and he really puts up quite an argument that these gentlemen that I mentioned, Jan Ervin and Joseph Atwill, I've just posted Jan Ervin's webbrain.com software system that he uses to basically map out the whole of his research, put it in the Bob Tuscan chat room. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you can take a moment and invest some time in this web brain, it is fascinating. It is the most intricate pattern of interconnectedness that it would be impossible. You'd have to make this. You couldn't even make this up. It would be impossible. It's just phenomenal. So you take a look and you see these interconnectedness. We were talking about Aldous Huxley, a little while ago. And you look at it and you see that Aldous Huxley is connected to all the key players right on the board there. You just click on his name, and if you go to the link again at Bob Tuscan chat room, and basically it just sets you up with all the things that connect him. And across the board, you find links to him, Alan Dulles again, and John Dulles, who were basically the behind the military intelligence complex that formed, and probably behind the assassination of JFK, if you're to believe such phenomenal researchers like Jim Fetzer, and so many others out there. You know, we don't even have time to unpack that material. But the Dulles brothers are key individuals, and their connection to Aldous Huxley is so clear. You can't deny it. And then you connect them to, within the Century Club, you have connections to so many other movers and shakers, you know, that are all connected in, it's a fascinating chart. So if you get a chance to look at this webbrain.com brain page that I just linked on Bob Tuscan's chat room at bobtuscan.com, or you can go over again to gnosticmedia.com and find everything there. It deserves a look. It's really a good idea to take some time and look at this for what it is. And so, having said that, we're going to continue on. I'm just putting out the number again, 1-800-313-9443. Anybody wants to call in, we'd love to have you join in and chime in. If you want to contradict this, please, I welcome the argument, because I'd like to have as much information as possible. Like I said, there are conflicting views out there. There are other opinions. I don't know for sure, but I'll tell you, I'm growing more and more convinced, because every time I look at this, somebody else throws another piece into the puzzle. There's more out there. And we're just scratching the surface. And if this is just the surface, I mean, that in and of itself blows my mind to think of it. Because, like I said earlier, it may have started happening back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, whoever you talk to. Do we think it ended? Do we think it stopped, ladies and gentlemen? I ask you, do you think that the pop stars today play their own music? They're all musicians that are, you know, really the best that our industries have to offer with regards to entertainment, music, television, movies. I mean, is this the best we can come up with? Do you really feel like they're picking the cream of the crop when they're choosing these people? Do you think that Miley Cyrus and Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber and all these Bieber there and, you know, Justin Timberlake and all of these artists, are they really superstars? Do they really deserve that recognition, or are they manufactured? Are they contrived? And if so, does that not reinforce what we're saying here, ladies and gentlemen? Does that not give more impetus to the idea that, wow, this is quite possible? I mean, really, think about it. We're talking about results, everybody. What happened? You know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, the old saying goes, right? But what were the results? What actually, your intentions can be the best intentions. But what happened from the actions you took, whether your intentions were good or not? That's what we have to look at. And when we look at the results, we see a lot of bodies. There's a big body count, isn't there? There's a lot of celebrities that have gone by the wayside. There's a lot of children that have died that were connected to these people. A lot of family members mysteriously dying. A lot of buildings blowing up and burning down. A phenomenal number. When we come back, we're going to continue the last hour. Bob Tuscan Show, everybody. We'll be right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With finance.